Yo, today's QOD is your perspective can become your passport or your prison. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. It's Motivation Monday, and we've got our main man, Inky Johnson, back on the show. Today, Inky's going to tell a funny story about himself and his son. And the point of the story is this. You have to stay committed to your purpose. Even when the obstacles come, even when things get hard, even when you're going through adversity, even when you feel like you can't get through it, you got to stay committed. Inky Johnson, he's coming up.
And so my attitude to opposition is this, and I'm gonna leave you with this, because I'm Baptist. I'll be up here all day. Right? I'm Baptist, right? I get it in up in here, right? And so something happened this past Christmas with me, my wife, and my two children, and I didn't expect it, right? It rocked our world a little bit. And so me and my wife, we were out and Christmas shopping. Well, she was Christmas shopping. I was praying she didn't spend too much money. And I'm walking, and we're in a store about probably 10 yards away from each other. And so I'm walking with my head down, and I walk up on many four-wheelers, right? And I see them, and I get semi-excited. And so I look at my wife thinking she's going to pose the same excitement. And so when I look at her, she's like, no. I'm like, well, come on, man. Let us get one for our son. She's like, no, they're dangerous. I said, well, let us get two for our son and our daughter. Like, that's how I respond to adversity. I double down, right? I double down, right? She's like, no, you already got a hurt arm. I'm like, oh, man, I got to walk around the store, get a purse, she'll give in. Walked around, got a purse, she gave in. I got two, right? Christmas Day, we get up, and kids are going to open the presents. I had got up a little earlier to crank them up, you know, and my son, he's running by the window, and he sees it. And he's like, Dad, bump that. Let's go out to the little bike things. I'm like, let's go, Ink. Let's do it, man. And so we run out. I got the elbow pads. I got the knee pads. I got the helmet. I got the Vaseline. I know it's about to get rough. I know at least one time we're going to get got, right? I know it's coming. So we're out. We're getting Vaselined up, putting the pads on, right? And so Grandma comes out, and she's recording. So she's like, oh, it's going to be awesome. Cousins come out. Oh, man, Ink, this is going to be awesome. So my wife's the last one to come out. She really not feeling it. She's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be cool, whatever, right? And so the way I teach my kids, I teach them in code words, right? And so we had the four-wheeler there, and I'm talking to my son, and I said, okay, Ink, I'm going to sit you on the seat, and I'm going to sit on the back rack. I said, now, the first two code words are light and heavy. I said, when I say light, you barely mash it. We're going to ride. You know, a little photo op, presidential wave, let them get their pictures, video. We all good, right? I said, now, when I say heavy, you pedal to the metal, you mash it. I'm fist pumping, screaming, you scream, we're all out. He's like, got it. We're riding light, heavy, he's getting it, right? I said, now, the next two words are skinny and wide. I'm teaching you how to turn. I said, now, when you're on it by yourself, you can turn skinny, you'll be good, everything will be great. I said, but when I'm on there with you, you can't turn skinny because it's a strong possibility. You're going to throw me off of there, and my wife, your mom, not going to let us live it down 2030, right? I said, so when I'm on there, you turn wide. We'll be in the clear. You turn it wide, we're safe. And so we're riding, and he's doing very well. He's getting it. And so we come over the stretch, and we're going over these humps, and I say to him, I said, Ink, go wide. And somehow he heard skinny. And he whips it, right? And he's seven, so you know his whip is extra whip, right? And when he whips it, sure enough, I come off the back, and I'm in midair. And I look back under my armpit because I'm looking for my wife, right? And as soon as I lock eyes with her, she's already in stride, running, jaw shaking, right? So I hit the ground, and I roll. And when I roll and I look up, my son had hit the ground. Right? Four-wheeler flipped over. And so we're on 15 acres, so my wife's still coming, right? And so I'm like, Ink, think quick. I'm like, you gotta beat your wife to your son, because she beat you to him, she gonna make him think he got shot 20 times. Right? So my son, I can see he in a panic. My man looking like, what happened? So I get up and I grab him, right? And I stand him up and I grab the four-wheeler, I stand it up, and I dust my son off and his head is bleeding, right? And my elbow is bleeding, right? And so I sit him on the four-wheeler, right? And I sit on the back rack and I said to him, I said, Ink, go! And he says to me, Daddy, you want me to leave mommy? I said, son, you don't know what mommy's gonna do when she get here. Right? I said, now go heavy. And he mashes it. Right? And midway down the driveway, he screams out, Dad, this is the best thing ever. I said, I know, buddy. I said, now turn wide. Let's go back up where grandma and mommy is. We're gonna park it. Turns wide, clean, go back up, grandma and mommy, and hot as fish grease. Right? And so the whole time they're grilling me. Why did you do that? Look at you. You always on this. You want to get up. Like, they're giving it to me, right? I'm usually motivated, but I got to take it this time, right? You're bleeding. He's bleeding. Why did you do that? And I said, the reason I did it was because if we didn't attack the opposition, the adversity, and the challenge in that moment, it would have paralyzed him for the rest of his life. Not physically. His perspective, right? There's a quote that says, your perspective can become your passport or your prison. I said, it wasn't about the four-wheeler. It wasn't about my wife. It was about teaching my son, when life knocks your butt down, I need you to get back up and I need you to go heavy on it. The lesson was, when uncertainty creeps in, I need you to get back up and I need you to go heavy on it. The lesson was, when you taste a little bit of blood, son, I need you to get up and I need you to go heavy on it. When things don't go the way you want it to go, I need you to get up and I need you to go heavy on it. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of adversity, everybody has a purpose when everything is going well. But somehow, some people's purpose seem to forget when they face opposition, adversity, or challenge, and the things that they once said they wanted, they no longer want it when things don't go the way they want it to go. And so the only thing I want from you is, I know you could do what you do well. I know you could do it like it's nobody's business. I'm not a guy that's going to try to tell you how to do what you do. I got too much respect for you in order to do that. But the thing I do want from you is this. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do and why you live your life every single day. Opposition doesn't deserve that. Adversity doesn't deserve that. A challenge, it doesn't deserve that. Let's not only stay committed in our careers, let's stay committed to everything that we touch. Everything that we're a part of, let's make it better because of our presence. And the type of commitment that I'm speaking of is the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Meaning the first feeling we got when we first started doing it. Let's go back to that moment. That's my time. God bless you guys. Thank you.
That was Inky Johnson. His website is inkyjohnson.com. This one was an oldie but goodie from like 2017. That's when I posted it. And I can't remember where I found it. And so apologies for that. But hey, follow me on that Instagram at Sean Croxton. And if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium for as little as $2.99 a month. And you will hear no more commercials on the QOD show. All right, I will see you tomorrow. We got Darren Hardy back on this show talking about prioritizing your priorities. I'll see you then. Peace.